Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Reverse Cowboy.
This
is
Reverse Cowboy episode 57. Took you by surprise, motherfucker.
Live from a very cold shed.
Yeah, it's freezing today, so, you know.
This is the day when
you're watching this, you're like, oh yeah, it was freezing last week. This was then. So now is then.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. How's it going, man?
Time machine, hot tub time machine. I like a hot tub. I always look for a hot, you know, when you used to start kind of looking for an Airbnb is a bit like flicking through Netflix or flicking through Pornhub. Yeah. Or looking for a brass. You just do it for hours and never end up getting one. Just, you know, adding little bits on hot tub.
Imagine how much filth's gone on in an Airbnb hot tub.
Yeah, true. Did I ever tell you about we got a hotel, a rooftop hotel in Swansea, me and my chubby bird.
I was going to say show off and then he said Swansea.
Fucking Swansea, yeah. No, do you know where we've been at Catherine Jenkins' New Year's Eve party?
This is when you got beaten up, right?
Got beaten up.
On the train.
Yeah, so I was still dressed as a cowboy with a black eye and a fat lip. And this was after the night from hell, so I've already been beaten up and gone to this shit party. And then we've got back to the hotel. We're in bed, you know, bonking, literally bonking, in the act. And all of a sudden, someone comes, like, our windows open, top floor we are as well, hot tub on the balcony, our windows open, and a couple come running through our room, and, like, they're in our room, and
what is this, a dirty sex hotel?
No, I've just fucking, I said, what the fuck?
And you're shagging, they're in the room?
Well, the doors go open, like the sliding doors from the balcony, and this couple have obviously jumped from another balcony or somehow they're trying to get away from security. Ah. They've come running through our room, they're closed. I've opened the door so they can get out and get into the hallway, but...
With your erect penis?
Well, you know, like covering up, my bird's covering up, what the fuck's going on, go and fuck off. Yeah, that kind of thing. But then my missus has like got the ump that I didn't fucking, helped him in a way.
What did she want you to do?
Like, she wanted me to beat him up, I think. But I don't know, I didn't do enough. So for some reason, I didn't do enough. So anyway, I've then gone stomping down to reception.
Still naked.
In my boxers. You know, whatever it was, 2 a.m.
With a black eye.
With a black eye and a fat lip, but no cowboy outfit anymore. Yeah. And I've had an argument with reception. They've ended up chucking me out the hotel. I got chucked out the hotel. And my missus said, no, fuck that. You've had the argument. You got chucked out the hotel, not me.
Wow.
Yeah, she wanted to stay. I can't really remember what happened. I think
it was the worst night out ever.
Well, worst night out ever, yeah. And then a long train back from Swansea with a miserable fat bird and a black guy.
Were you just like out on the streets of Swansea in your underpants?
Oh, no, she brought me clothes down, I remember, honestly. And I was like, I can't, and then I'm arguing with her, like, no, fuck that, we're both kicked out. She's like, no, fuck that, you're kicked out.
I mean...
I was doing it for you. You made me go...
It wasn't reception's fault that someone was... broken your ear.
Well, it is really. It's the hotel's fault, and you know, the man wearing the hotel uniform.
The hotel guy should have taken it on the chin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm fuming, but obviously, I'm you know, pissed as well.
Yeah. And one fight that night.
He just chucked me out of the hotel. And it's mad.
Babe, bring me some clothes, Dan. I've been chucked out.
Shit night, yeah. Oh, so man. How did I get onto that?
You should have ran Catherine Jenkins into that.
But what made me book that was the bloody hot tub, which I didn't even use. Yeah, I mean, your rock and roll life, so I know you've stayed in loads of hotels.
No, I don't like sex ponds that much. I just worry about what's in them.
Pond life.
Yeah, it's nice.
They attract pond life.
Remember when I was poor and young and one of my mates, Rory, he got one of those cheap, like, hot tubs that you're in, not a hot tub, but like an inflatable pool thing for you. Go,
yeah, the blue one.
The blue round ones.
Yeah, that you can slice and break.
Everyone's fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
They last like a few weeks or whatever. He got one of them and it was winter and he put it in his garden and then he just ran a hose from his shower. So it was continuous hot water, just blasting into it.
Yeah, nice.
And we all got in it like in one winter and, you know, we were like students. It was snowing out.
So that was your hot tub.
Yeah, it was like, that was it. But I thought, this is ingenious. And it was just flooding his garden, but we didn't care. And then someone realized you could climb up a tree and jump into the pond. And it was a pivotal time.
It sounds awesome, man. Youth, eh? Youth in Rochdale.
Youth, eh? Yeah.
So what else has been going on?
I've had a miserable week, I've told you, but yeah. Two of my friends died. That's not great. Not very Christmassy. I know it's not Christmas anymore, but still, it's not very Christmassy.
Appreciate your friends.
Yeah, appreciate your friends. So yeah. that was been mad. Yeah, everyone keeps dying. So yeah, I'd stay away from me. If I was
two
you,
of
man.
My mates died, I'd have about two left.
Well, someone said this to me, and I'm very lucky that I've lived quite a lot in my life, and I've moved in various different circles, and especially with music and things like that when I was younger, which I started doing really young. You meet a lot of people and lots of people are quite picky with who their friends are. And I was always like, I met friends with anyone when I was younger. And the two people who died are not this at all. They were very good friends. But like, I've made a lot of people who I consider sort of friends over the years. So I guess there's going to be people who die.
Yeah.
Who I, you know, cause I speak to them now and then, but I've had some great moments with them in my life.
Yeah.
So like they are friends. And when they die, it's going to fuck me up. And I suppose just statistically, that people, you know, I'm going to get more deaths than people who don't.
Because you've got more friends.
Yeah, well people are, well, they're all dying, so what I've seen.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, you're reaching near the top of the death list now, mate. Be careful. Listen,
I've told you I'm going to get shot in the shoulder over a car in America. That's how I'll die.
I mean, yeah, it's very similar cinema.
I felt it. I had a dream.
Was it in that town that you live in your dreams?
No, it wasn't.
The monorail.
This was more, it was rainy and it was night. It was like taxi driver kind
Detroit.
Of. Yeah, more like, I don't know, South Central kind
right,
of.
Yeah. It's like you're just in GTA.
GTA, yeah. GTA. Yeah. And I can't wait for GTA to come out. GTA 6, man. When GTA 6 comes out, I'm quitting. I quit everything. I'm going to play that for a year.
Have you got the console for it?
No, but I'm going to buy the console the moment it comes out. I'm going to hide it from my kids. And I'm going to come in here and play it. I'm going to be a Twitch streamer. If anyone knows how to Twitch, I'm going to... Basically, you can play computer games.
People watch.
And people watch you play them because you talk to other... easy. Pedo guy, twitching.
You should do that.
Absolutely easy, mate.
Lemmy does it, and he does it really well.
Yeah, I know.
And I've just seen clips of it, and I don't really want to watch anyone play a computer game. But when I watch it, his commentary is so funny.
I used to watch my mates play because they were better than me.
Yeah, and then he's just come around your house to use your console.
He's come around my house, use my console. Stop calling it a console, either, you pedo.
It's a console.
It's a fucking console. It's a PlayStation.
PlayStation is
you're being inclusive, aren't you? You're including
I don't
Xbox.
Know.
I thought Xbox is a bit, mate. It's like holding onto a big pair of shoulders using one of them things they're all about. It's disgusting.
Fair enough. The last one I had was in Super Nintendo. So
SNES.
Yeah, I had a SNES and it was fantastic. Yeah. Last one I had was that. I don't have
the you can buy a little SNES now for like 50 quid, can't you? Plug it into your telly with all the simple games on it.
Yeah, I've got my original one somewhere.
I'm going to get one.
Yeah, but I got a Sega Saturn off my mate. He wanted £7.50 for it because then he could buy a teenth of weed.
So, Sega Saturn.
Yeah, remember teenths?
Yeah, I remember teenths.
Teenths of hash.
Steenth, we used to call them.
Yeah. We used to call them a teenth and it was in a triangle. Hash.
A little hash.
And a triangle.
Hash was prevalent when we were kids, wasn't it? If you were someone smoking a joint, it was 9 times out of 10 a hash joint.
Yeah, it wasn't like bud. You didn't get that.
Yeah, no. You might have got a bit of ropey old weed. Around a stick. Yeah. Tire stick's great though.
Weird, isn't it? How you didn't get that when we were younger.
Yeah, because these fucking great big
warehouses.
Like everyone couldn't, create the operation.
They could have done though, they just didn't.
Yeah.
I suppose they're, I don't know.
Science.
Technology, science. It's impacted the weed market as
much
as
the computers. What about VAR, man? I know this is not a football podcast, but have you seen what they've been doing recently?
No.
Like, just, it's an absolute sitcom. If it's not blatant corruption, if they're not, you know.
Joking.
Listen, there's too many layers involved for it not to be at some point. But when it comes to certain things, it's just these anal refs who are now professional full-time refs, and they spend all week recreating, like,
are they those people in the room, referees?
Yeah. And they're all in a race to, like, well, actually, that contravenes law 16, you know,
so they're competing.
So the more people you have involved, the more likely it is that someone's going to go, well, actually, but now they've started just fucking things up the other way and not giving it's football's fucked. It's absolutely fucked.
I stopped watching it for many reasons.
No, I'm telling you, it's so fucked. It's such a shame, man. Like, I've bought my kid a little, you've probably seen it in there, the little goal.
Mm.
For Thomas to play in, he's just got no interest. And I'm almost glad.
Daddy, I don't like VAR.
Someone should, like, unleash a league, you know, like 90s league, like a breakaway league.
Yeah,
just like a ref, linos, really liberal rules.
Yeah, like allows a bit of scratching and
banging. You can take a yellow card early doors, you know.
That would actually be successful.
It'd be fucking great.
They should do extreme football as well, where you're allowed to
foul.
You know, to foul a bit. Yeah. You're allowed to foul quite heavy.
To foul, simple.
No, you're not allowed to, like, twat someone, but you're allowed
to. No, with your legs.
Yeah, but you remember when, like, what was he called?
That'd be amazing.
Who bit someone in Liverpool player?
Suarez.
Remember when Suarez bit someone? And I thought each player should be like one bite a match.
Yeah, not biting.
Not one.
Not
one
for
bite.
Me. No, not for me.
But you could have different rules, different games.
Yeah, it's true. That could be a breakaway league.
You should have nipping when you're in the box.
But that's not that. Just be part. Of course.
Really brutal, like double foot tackle.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, like demolition derby football. Yeah.
But it's no wonder with VAR going so shit, it's no wonder that Clattenburg's gone to Gladiators.
Well, talking of Gladiators, did you watch it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did you Clattenburg.
Did you watch it live?
No.
I think that's quite important. To get the full nostalgic trip down memory lane, I think you need to be sat with your mum and your dad on it, because I was. I used to love that as a kid. I can't tell you how much I loved it. I'm trying now, but loved it.
Were you like drinking a Sunny Delight with your legs up?
No, we used to have chicken, and we used to sit on the floor, I remember. My mum used to put this little rug out, and we used to always have chicken out of this bowl on a Saturday and watch Gladiators and Blind Date.
Can you
loved
feel
it.
The power?
That little routine, yeah, man.
Oh, man, yeah. It was.
But it was great. I loved it.
I thought it was fantastic. Yeah, they kept all the sort of essence of the original one.
Bar the cheerleaders.
Yeah, I'm sad about the cheerleaders because it wasn't even like a horny thing. They were just an integral part of it. You'd go see the girls and they'd do an ace dance.
No, it was just a subliminal kind of American fucking bit of razzmatazz.
Yeah, because it is a bit American.
But did you see that cheerleader the other day in the NFL?
No.
Massive, fat, obese fucking thing. Right at the front, as you know, like woke as now.
That's why.
When woke infiltrates cheerleaders, what's the point of cheerleaders then?
Well, this is it. So I was thinking about the cheerleaders thing on Gladiators. And I thought, right, they've done the right thing with Gladiators because they've not sort of pandered to woke stuff too much.
They have a bit. There is a deaf
gladiator. How's she going to hear that?
There was one. I think her name's Diamond. Yeah. Blonde. Yeah.
Fit.
But then I found out she was 6 foot. And it kind of like, ooh.
Yeah. Would you not like, just for a different experience, to like pick you up and wrestle you and throw you around?
Did I ever tell you about it was an 8 to 10 foot alien. She was amazing. Gave me a lap dance in Vienna.
Wow.
I was only young. Yeah. It was
a massive alien.
She was so tall, this woman. It was almost out of this world experience.
Wow.
She was a freak.
Was it like, wow, she could just pick me up and snap me in half?
She wasn't big and strong. It wasn't one of those ones.
She was just like Slender Man.
Slender woman. Yeah, but it was crazy. Yeah.
Wow. But they've got a deaf gladiator, so they've tried that.
Dev.
But they've not tried to pander too much to the woke thing. So I thought if they did get,
I don't know. They've got a Chinese wolf. Wolf is.
I think that's funny though, because I thought
it is funny, but I'm pretty sure the new wolf doesn't speak at all.
No, but I thought in a way it's actually anti woke to make the Asian guy evil.
They have made him evil.
Yeah, he's evil.
Truly evil.
In old films, they used to always make, like, Russians, Asians.
Yeah, it was Russians.
They were always evil.
Yeah, it was
they
Russian.
Were evil.
No, all English.
It's like a baddie from a Bond
English
film.
Were baddies. All baddies. Die Hard, Bond, you know. Yeah, loads of...
Yeah, sometimes.
The Darth Vader.
In the Cold War, it was always Russians, wasn't it?
Was he English, Darth Vader?
Yeah, have you seen the original footage of Darth Vader?
Do you know, Star Wars, he's... I couldn't give a flying...
I don't give a shit about it either. Man,
no.
It's bollocks. But there's a really funny thing. So it was all filmed on like a low budget, like the first one, because they didn't think it was going to be successful. And they filmed it in England. They just needed a big, tall, massive guy to play Darth Vader. So they got this bloke from the West Country. And the original footage, he's like...
Was this like the Star Wars pilot?
Yeah, oh, really? No, yeah. All the original footage is that. He's like, hello there. I'm my... You know, and he's talking like that. And it's just not scary. It's just funny.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hilarious. So they realized this after they looked back at the footage. So they overdubbed it with this guy going like, look, I am your... You know, this like American black guy.
James L. Jones, wasn't it?
Yeah, they got him to do the voice. But the other guy was still in the suit.
Oh, okay.
Did all the actions.
Right.
They just overdubbed it with James L. Jones.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but then the film became a huge hit, like quite unimaginably to the people who made it. So this dude who lived in Cornwall or something, he was going to all his mates. He's like, oh, I'm in this new film. You're not going to believe it. It's going massive. Like, we've got to go to the cinema and watch it. And he got all his family and everyone down there. And then he was supposedly was watching. He's like,
what the fuck? He thought he was.
Yeah, well, he was in it, but he thought it was his voice because they told him it was. And then he got there and they dubbed him. And he was like, I'm walking out. I'm sick of this.
Oh, no.
And he like rang up George Lucas and went mental. And he kicked off so much about it that he got banned from all like future Star Wars events and stuff because he was going mad about it all the time. Oh, like, you took my voice off it.
Yeah. What a shame.
Poor bastard.
What a shame.
Yeah, he died the other week. So yeah, what rest in peace, Darth.
Another one of your mates.
Yeah. Reverse cowboy. Did you know that in the 17th century, if you had a nanny, so you guess you're a pretty rich boy.
Yeah.
Start your teenage years, they used to wank you off at night, tell you have a good night's sleep.
Really?
It was normal. Yeah.
Really?
Reading about this week.
Oh, that's a result.
I thought that first. I thought I'd have loved one of them when I was a teenager. Someone to wank me up.
And then
I thought.
Miss Trunchbull, wasn't it?
It was a 60-year-old called Gertrude, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't an au pair, it was a nanny.
It was an old like wet nurses, they used to call them, didn't they? Where they breastfed the babies as well. And they were just like these weird.
One of my mates, I won't name him, but he's like a bit of a breast milk. I remember he's over the years, he was always kind of like perked up when.
Guess he gets leathered and he's like, anyone else like chip milk?
Basically, yeah. It's a strange
thing.
Their
own, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole pregnancy thing is just disgusting, in my opinion.
Well, the whole idea that a baby can be made in someone else and then crawls out is fucking revolting.
Well, I don't crawl out.
Imagine if
Jesus Christ.
When I was a little kid, we were talking about where babies come from. I was about five, something like that. I said, they come out of the mum's ass. Like they come out of my mate was like, no, they don't. There's another place they come out of. And I was like, no.
It's weird, isn't it?
I thought your mum shut you out.
Yeah, as a boy, at some point when you're six, you're fucking like, wow, what is that goes on down there?
I didn't know.
Did you know they've got two holes, one to piss out of? I only found that out about 10 years ago.
What, you thought there's one hole?
Where's the other hole then?
Well, you know when a girl does a piss, it's not like a fucking hose pipe. It's like a water pistol, like you.
I could be making a real fool of myself here, but I do know. I know now.
Reverse cowboy.
February the 3rd's approaching. I believe we're taking the lads out.
Oh, we're doing a night, a boozer, aren't we?
Yeah.
Boozer
night.
Well, we've not mentioned it for a while, so maybe we can get away with not doing it.
Yeah. Well, if anyone wants to, me and him are going for a drink on February the 3rd, just because we said we would.
Yeah,
and,
it'd be nice to meet you.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to make us high five us and shit.
Yeah. Also, I would like to talk about Annie Luco again.
She's
fled the country.
She's doing like Shemima Begum style videos from like, she's just gone on holiday, really, hasn't she? She's 100% just gone on holiday. And then she's had to respond to Joey Barton. And
defiant,
I fled the country.
Defiant drama queen. Look up drama queen in the dictionary and there might be a little picture of Annie Luco. But yeah, apparently she's threatening legal action now against Joey.
Your Joey, not my Joey.
Oh, distancing yourself from him.
Right, I've got nothing to do with him. Right. You're Robin to Batman.
Listen, we'll put it this way. If it comes to court, if she's threatening legal action, I'm going to be called as a witness because I've supplied the ammo. I've been giving him the videos.
You're going to go to jail with him.
I'm going to go to jail with Joey.
Yeah, and they will make an example of you both for bullying women.
Hopefully
the judge will be like, I actually love women's football.
In the same cell. And we, you know, imagine that. Doing a stretch with Joey.
I don't think he'd be nice.
He got released, didn't he, today? Stephen Bear.
Oh, did he?
He's a funny.
Filmed some sex stuff.
Listen, to be fair to him, you don't have to agree with everything someone does, but if someone's funny, they're funny.
What's he done?
Just some funny shit in the past. I've never seen a more badly behaved man on a reality show. Mm. Like, talk about uncontrollable.
That's all we need.
Yeah. I agree.
Let's get Stephen on. He can do his first out of jail sort of.
He's got a big beard now. We could shave his beard.
Even beard.
Yeah.
Shave his beard and see what's underneath.
Yeah.
Still a sex offender.
Well, is he a sex offence?
I think it is when you do sex and then film
revenge
it,
porn, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess that's a sex
offence. I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
I'm no bloody solicitor.
How good would a Stephen Bear video game be, though? Imagine that.
Where he just, like, invites some extra off TOWIE over.
No, just being a you've got to navigate the jail system and then get out and crack on with your career, like Scarface, kind of build your empire again.
I'd be like,
that'd be great.
It'd be really good, like that sort of GTA style game, but you
could just
as a guy,
as different people. Yeah. That's the future, not random Jamal or whatever they character they give you in GTA. The future is you say, right, today put the game in. I want to be Wayne Lineker, and all of a sudden,
Ocean Beach, baby, you got march around pocket house and taking drugs on people and meeting up with Dave Gaffney.
Dwayne, his son's like, Dad, have you ordered more fucking mojito juice?
Mojito juice?
Yeah.
Mojito
juice. My mate was working in a bar in Manchester and someone came in and went, yeah, mate, can I get a mojito? No salad.
Mojito is the correct.
No fucking salad.
No salad. Well,
that's great.
What, just wanted the juice.
Just wanted the juice.
Just give me that shit.
No fucking salad.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah. Reverse cowboy. I'm going to run a gambling monologue. So if you don't want to hear it, I suggest you go and make a cup of tea now. But basically, I'm anti-gambling. I know the awful addiction that is. Anyway, listen, you know when people, influencers, YouTubers, these characters, these social media influencers with millions, if not hundreds of thousands of followers, but young followers, young little FIFA kids and all them who look up to Sidemen and this one and that one and all these little armies of followers, these wankers, these leeches pumping out these affiliate gambling links, click on this link, here's £30 worth of free bets, blah, 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 bit of fun, click on this link if you want a free bet. Opening these kids up to a lifetime of gambling addiction. But do you know what they get from that? 30% of your deposits for life. That's the deal. That's what they don't tell you, the vampire bats. 30% of your losses for life. So when you become an affiliate with these bookies, that's what you sign up for, 30% of their losses for life. So if you sign up, whatever, 100 people, and they all do, let's say they do $2,000 a year each, you keep 30% of $200,000. That's incredible. But you know what it is? It's blood money and it's fucking terrible. But these people are not your friends. The devil comes for you smiling. And the thing is, when it's these big guys doing it and they've got these big, huge platforms, you've got enough revenue streams to not have to do that. Them strangers you don't know are hooked on gambling. What you might as well do is go and take the fucking toys away from their Christmas tree or take the food out of their kid's mouth. It's a dirty, dirty revenue stream, that. And there's people out there who cannot stop going on about men's mental health this, men's mental health that. I'm name no names, but there's people out there who also pump out them fucking links. You can't have it both ways. It's dirty money, that, and you want to be ashamed of yourself to do that. Anyway, that was my daily rant. Reverse cowboy. It's a bit like I said to you the other week, would you press the red button there if you could kill a stranger in the Yemen?
I said yes.
Yeah, you fucking would.
Well, I actually wouldn't.
But these cunts sharing these links, honestly, and these Forex scammers, it's bad, bad behaviour, that.
I know I'm not meant to keep bringing him up. But
oh, there we go.
Tom Skinner said the other day.
You love him.
You
absolutely love
him. I don't.
You love him. You're going to be, I'm going to get him in as a surprise. I won't even tell you.
I'll be so starstruck. I'll be like, Tom, you know when you started on the market, did you have to wear like lots of gloves because it was cold?
Yeah, you won't be able to look at him.
No, I won't. Right. I'm going to bring you up because I saw him mention it. And Uncle Wayne does it, right? And he'll share these things and he's like, go speak to my mate at JB fucking whatever. He's like, he will tell you how to make loads of money out of drop shipping. You know, and it's and it's like, you know, go on his course. He's a great mate and he will sort your life out. And you know, those courses, like Tom shouted it out. He was like, this is bullshit. You get paid $3,000 opposed to do that. He's been offered it loads. And he said, if someone out there is going like, I've got £500 left in my name, I need to make some money, I trust this guy I follow. You know, I'll give him £500 to teach me how to make loads of money. And it's a scam.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's no get-rich-quick thing. Reverse
cowboy. In more important news, a woman has paid £175 to have her hamster stuffed as a pole-dancing stripper.
Fucking bargain.
It's a unique
piece.
£175 as well. Like, if you came to me and was like, mate, unusual request, but my hamster's died, will you gut it, stuff it with whatever and make it like a pole dancing stripper, how much would that cost? I'd be like, I won't go under.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, listen, you've got to be fucking good skilled at it to only charge 175 quid.
Well, yeah, I know.
It's an unusual number anyway. Once he gets above like 150, it's just stop doing 25 increment.
Yeah.
Like, don't do 220.
Well, I have to get it a pull.
Yeah.
It's going to cost an extra five.
I'd 175.
300 quid for that doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not nice. He's got a bright pink thong on as well. How do you find a pink thong big enough for a hamster?
So, you get sent a dead hamster. You have to gut it. You have to literally skin it.
He's surrounded by mini dollar bills. This is a lot of work. Hang on a minute. Let's have a read about what's going on here.
What an ugly looking woman.
Well, she does look a bit. She looks like Kevin Bridges.
What a haircut.
I mean, this is someone who calls the hamster Hammy.
Well done. You got your hamster stuffed.
All right. It's told us where to get it done, actually. There's a girl called B. Ostrowska, called B. Odd Creations on Instagram.
You want anything stuffed?
And she will stuff your dad.
Do you know what I do like?
Ironing up one of my mates.
Have you seen them little figures you can get? You can get them this big, or this, you know.
What figures?
But you go to this place with your family, you get scanned.
Oh, like 3D scanned.
And they're amazing, though. They're like little figures of you and your family.
Can you make yourself look better than you do in real life, though, with them?
No, it scans you.
I don't like looking at myself best of time.
Wear more clothes in. Make yourself look all.
Certain angles I see myself.
Just send someone else. Send someone better looking than you with your
reverse cowboy.
We are getting, and we've got some. Well, just roll the Gaffney news, man.
Dean Gaffney, who's been, he's been on the internet a lot recently because all these girls who are like OnlyFans girls, they're all calling him out because he messages them.
He's persistent. He's hot around the text message.
Yeah, I don't know how he's as much time as he has because I suppose he's not on EastEnders anymore. But these girls were sharing, going, "Oh my God, he sent me this," and they're sharing screenshots of the messages. But, you know, I don't agree with public shaming, but fucking hell, Dean!
If you've never seen it, Dean Gaffney on Celebs Go Dating is fucking like TV platinum gold.
Is he just a mad character,
mate? Awkward as shit. Like the most awkward.
That's weird.
Unreal. So good. With that much practice as well.
That's
an absolute fucking menace.
But we're getting him on. Horny as well. He's so horny that he's like messaging all these girls every day.
We should get him on and do speed dating with him and get all of our four female listeners to come and speed date Gaffney.
I mean, I don't think they'll be up for that. But
I would. I'll be up for it.
All right. Well, you're not a female listener.
No, but you know what I'd love to do? Put on a woman suit and go speed dating. Just trick people, you know, like
bully incels,
bully men, as a woman.
But anyway, the big Dean Gaffney news is that he's been run over by a Chelsea football star.
Yeah, who's the player?
He suffered a broken collarbone by Wesley Fofana.
Yeah, I know.
Dean Gaffney's a slight, small man, we all know that. And the actor was catapulted into the air as he was struck by his Lamborghini.
Broken collarbone, yeah. I'd have paid good money to see that.
Well, imagine a Lamborghini, the low gravity they've got, just like.
I mean,
Dean's kneecaps.
Listen, I'd pay. I wouldn't pay, but, you know, I'd be glad to see a Lamborghini run anyone over. But when you see the person flying through the air and you think, hold on, is that? That's fucking Dean Gaffney. That would have been good.
It was so good.
Gaffney would have kicked off with Wesley Fofana. Yeah, I mean, where was that? West End?
It was in Chelsea. It was on the King's Road.
Okay.
But yeah, amazing. It was a nasty accident. Dean said afterwards he was lucky to be alive and counting his blessings.
I mean, the King's Road's lost some of its pull from the swinging 60s, isn't it?
Shit.
Dean Gaffney getting run over.
It's properly shit there now.
Fucking horrible Premier League footballer's green Lamborghini, no doubt.
I think it's been shit there since like 1972.
If you're going to have a Lamborghini, if anyone listening's got a Lamborghini, firstly, can I borrow it?
Secondly, kill yourself.
No, don't kill yourself. Like, I hope it's black.
Imagine really. Getting one of those ones that's like, changes colour when you walk around.
Yeah, Arabs know how to fucking
waste money.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. He's coming back, isn't he, old Jordan Henderson?
Talking of Arabs.
Jordan's coming back.
Has he been in Arabia?
He's had enough. Apparently loads of players are having enough.
Because it's shit.
Because after a few months and you've been to every fucking restaurant. Yeah.
And you've like done a shit on a porta potty girl.
Yeah, exactly. Once you've realised that this is well boring here. You're just watching your bank account fill up and you're just thinking, fuck this is boring. Because you know what? I guarantee those players, Jordan Henderson and this one and that one, and I bet they are hoard out for like the Sheikh's son's birthday party and all that. And you've got to go and do kick-ups.
That'd be part of the contract.
Yeah, you've got to do all that
bollocks.
You're
basically a slave to a
Sheikh. Yeah, you're a slave. You're basically a brass getting shitted on for handbags.
Yeah, just getting paid a bit more.
Getting paid a bit more, better handbags. Reverse cowboy. I'm so jealous of your like, past, because I didn't do anything.
Well, you know, there's plenty of time left. You're still a gorgeous young man.
True. Less of a gorgeous hot rod.
Still a fucking hot young guy.
Hot young guy. I appreciate it, though, because you know what? No one else in the world's going to ever call me a hot young guy. So, you know what? I'll take it.
All right, fine.
Thanks. Yeah. Reverse
cowboy. Hey, guess what?
What?
I got a message this week asking if I want to apply to join the Freemasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, why? Like,
why not?
I know, but do they know who I am? I'm not a Freemason.
Is that how it works? You just get a message?
I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is. No, I got like a letter from the Essex Freemasons chapter. They kept me thinking, they're like, would you like to apply? And the form's like, name, date of birth, stuff. It was like, it goes, what's your occupation? How much money have you got? All this shit. And I'm like, do they think I'm someone I'm not? I don't really know what Freemasons is.
Yeah, like, I wonder how you don't get contacted. You sure he's like...
I got a letter, like a really nice letter.
A letter through your door?
Yeah. How do they know I am?
Yeah, that's a point.
But I did think I should join for the podcast.
No, don't do that. They'll kill you.
But I want to know what's going
You'll
on.
You'll end up in one of them fucking underground Jew tunnels.
I'd love to.
You'll pop out. You'll walk into a Freemason society in Sidcup. Mm. They'll chuck you in some kind of locker and it'll be like, enter John Malkovich. And you'll just pop out in fucking Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Into a bagel shop.
Sounds good.
Wearing a little hat. I know what the Freemason handshake is. Shall I show the world?
Yeah.
You push down on a certain knuckle, depending on...
Let them know.
To let them know which level Freemason you are.
Next time you get arrested, you should shake the hand of the cop and go... And then
no, do this. Okay, cheers, mate. Disgusting.
Dude, that's top level.
I did that to an old fella in the pub and I nearly got lynched in Chislehurst. It didn't go down well with him or his old mates.
Well, it's a bit disrespectful.
Or respectful, depending on... Yeah. Depending on...
I thought it was that kind of pub. Reverse
cowboy. Have you ever relied on what I call an IBS?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
No. You would think that, wouldn't you? No, it's an inappropriate boner stopper. So it's a thought that you go to when you start boning up. And then this ain't the time or the place, buddy.
Yeah, I used to think of the Queen.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I used to always think of this old Charlton striker called Cole Lebone.
Cole Lebone.
He was basically like a big, long, tall, black, slender man. Yeah?
Sounds sexy.
No, and in my teenage years, for some reason, because that's when you really get inappropriate boners, you just fucking boned up all the time.
Yeah, you get on the bus.
So I was always always now and again, every few times a day, I'd be thinking about Cole Lebone. But I started getting an IBS the other day, and I needed an inappropriate boner stopper. But I started thinking, like, oh, shit, I'm going to get an inappropriate boner. Mm. And I just started thinking about them two on that podcast, the big fat scouser.
Oh, I was going to.
And him, Jamie H. He's a very funny guy, by the way.
He's funny, yeah. The one's
not. But they're now my go-to boner stopper.
That, I can see why that works.
Exactly, yeah. So if anyone is getting an inappropriate boner, either think about me and him.
Mm.
Or them two.
Mainly me. Cause
from the other podcast. Who are, you know, funny guys. Or one of them is, anyway.
I'm going to think about Dean Gaffney getting ploughed into the air by a Lamborghini.
That'll give you a boner.
Yeah, actually it will. Reverse cowboy. Mozart had a piece of music called Lick Me in the Arse.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Lick Me im Arsen.
What, was it actual translation?
Yeah, Lick Me in the Arse.
Really?
I only read about it this morning, yeah. And it's a really beautiful piece of music, actually. Listen to it. It's a canon that's sung by... 9 people, and the lyrics are all about licking an arsehole.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a saucy bugger.
Good for him.
Yeah. Shout out Mozart.
Well done, Mozart. Reverse cowboy. I'm hogging this heater. I'm really sorry.
It's all right.
I really have
My mate's only just died, and then I've got no heater.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, like, you know, really, my mate's died, so I should have all the heater. Reverse cowboy. I was in the doctor's, and you know, in there, they've always got like loads of tatty old books and magazines.
Take a break and.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
There's always a tattered copy of the Forrest Gump book.
Oh, is
there? Yeah, well, there is. When I've seen it a lot, knocking about. It's always in charity shops. But anyway, I didn't know this. I've never read the book, but the book's a lot different to the film. I believe I've read since, but I was reading the first page while I was waiting, right? And fucking hell, man, it crapped me up so much. Let me read it to you, right? He goes, I'm not no idiot, because when people think of an idiot, more than likely they'll be thinking of one of them Mongolian idiots, the ones with their eyes too close together. They look like China men. They drool a lot and play with their sails.
They took that out of the film, didn't they?
And also, the life's like a box of chocolates thing. That's not in it. In the book, it's being an idiot, now a box of chocolates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, that's what I've got.
Being an idiot is no box. Playing on the old Mongolian phrase there.
Yeah, he's a Hmong fan. So I'm going to read the rest of the book and report back.
Well, if the beginning's different, then he could get up to anything.
Supposedly there's a lot more shagging in the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like this horny Hmong. I mean, he's the most successful local spaz of all time, whether he's fictional or not, isn't he?
Well, remember, I mean...
He is the local spaz.
Yeah, he's the local spaz, yeah.
Yeah, but he has such an amazing life.
It's luck, isn't it? If life is a succession of coin tosses...
Mm.
Someone along the way gets heads. You know what I mean? Someone.
Yeah.
If there's an infinite amount of people, someone got every single one right and they've lived the ultimate life.
If you think about the concept of the multiverse where, you know, every time a decision's made, it forks into a new universe, there will be an alternate parallel universe to this one where Barry George, our favourite local
spaz. He's a stuntman.
Yeah, well, when he did that jump, he made it and then he became famous. He did more and more. And then... He met a young woman called Jill Dando who, you know, she didn't get the TV career she'd wanted and he fell in love with her, but she was just like, he's just my lovable spaz. He gets to shag her and then she runs off with some hippies, only comes back when he's a fucking shrimp billionaire and she's got AIDS.
Yeah, man. If there's infinite universes, then the Forrest Gump story, word for word, has been lived not only by Dean Gaffney, but by Barry George, by you, by me, by my kids. So there can't be infinite, because that's ridiculous. Just debunked science, Brian Cox.
But life is ridiculous. Like,
tell me about it. Hope. I stopped then. I was about to say homeboy, and then I was going to say homo.
He's called me a ho.
And then it was like, well, I just called you a ho.
I liked it. Reverse cowboy. You know when you open a peanut from a monkey nut? If you're sat alone...
Can't call him that anymore.
If you're sat alone when you do that, you're the only person on the planet to ever see that nut.
Why? There might be a
shell the whole time.
Where do you know?
What do you mean? They don't put them back in the shell.
Infinite universes. There must be a universe.
About this universe only.
No, but infinite universe.
Back in this one. All right. Back here.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If there's infinite...
In an infinite universe, someone undoes them all and puts them back together.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone looks at it.
If it's infinite.
And they put it back.
Exactly.
However, this one, you're the only person to see that peanut. Well, yeah, so be grateful for it. That's
you don't
I'm
know that. Making stuff up. Reverse
cowboy. So if you like this podcast and you like me in any way at all, then do me a favor today and listen to Joe Rose, J-O-R-O-S-E, Joe Rose. That's my mate who's just sadly gone. He was incredible singer-songwriter and he didn't get the credit he deserved at all. He was too much of a beautiful soul to shout about himself and you've got to be a cunt to make it in music. And he just didn't, he wasn't a cunt. So yeah, have a listen to him. There's a song called King of Your Blue Eyes, which is beautiful. Fuck it, I'll just play it here now. Play you a bit of it. If you like this kind of thing, get on him, he's good.
Oh my boy, you are king of your blue eyes, but don't open them too wide. And hear the cavalry roar to the beating of their drums, hear them calling out a name. When they do, don't get scared and cry out, I am. Don't see the other in anything. They'll never...
Joe Rose, King of Your Blue Eyes. Have a listen to that if you like. Beautiful. If you like music. He was a beautiful guy with a beautiful talent. So I was going to see if we've got any old questions. I forgot to put it on the Patreon, but I think we've got some we missed from last time.
Okay.
Dave Laxity.
Laxative. Dave Laxity.
But you got a point at school, didn't you, Dave?
Fucking hell, what a name. Yeah, go on, Dave, sorry.
Hi, guys. Please rate these three in order of least slash most annoying.
Love these questions.
The scenario. A builder is at your home doing a job for you. Mm. They keep doing these three things. So rate these in order of least or and most.
Sounds like Joe Laxity's got builders in at the moment.
One, asks for cups of tea.
Fine.
Two, talks loudly with mates on mobile phone whilst with the speaker turned on.
Fine.
Three, keeps randomly whistling, singing a cappella quite loudly. I think these are all fine
hell, mate,
things.
Chill out.
Stop probably shitting yourself.
Fucking hell, go to work. Whistling on the phone to his mate, busy with his hands, doing whatever work he's doing. I'd love it. I'd sit there with him for ages.
Annoying him.
I'll really overshare. Any stranger in my house, like I'm up there oversharing up the ladder with him.
Did you see that post went viral on Twitter or something? He's a plasterer and he'd gone to someone's house to do a job. And the dude whose house it is like decided to lie on the bed and watch. And he's like just lying there going, oh yeah, that's good. It's so funny.
Lying on the bed.
And he's like, really
he's
comfy.
Doing some work, isn't he? Down by the socket or whatever. And there's a bloke lying on the bed.
He's like, all right, yeah, just chatting.
I love that. Do you know what?
So weird.
Reverse cowboy.
Luke Samuels.
Oh yeah.
You should do a collab with the lads on Hot Waters Green from that pod. That would be jokes. Is that the your people wow. used to stop getting a boner?
Imagine if I got a boner. Imagine if it worked the other way and I just got a mystery boner.
The thing is, you using them to not get a boner is kind of a collaboration.
Yeah. I collab with them every few days when I get an IBS.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we would love to go on their things simply because they've got loads of followers and we haven't.
Yeah. But we could sit in size order. So I could be here like a little Anne Frank kind of thing. Slightly bloated, then bloated, and then the big fucking fat one at the end.
Oh, yeah. It'd be good that. Like a Russian doll situation.
And it might even go in like northern order as well, like east to west kind of.
I'm more northern than them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Scousers, aren't they?
Oh, mate, it's not a competition.
It is.
Reverse cowboy.
Oh, you know the Scatman John?
Hmm.
Imagine if the song was really just about his sexual preferences and he was just like, he wasn't a scatter, he was just somebody who does scat sex.
Do you know, well, I only found out what scat sex was years ago.
That's a weird sentence. I only found out about it years ago. You only found out about anything years ago.
Well, no, but...
How many years?
No, when I was a struggling actor, if you'd have let me finish.
You're still a struggling actor.
If you are mentally ill like us and would like more of this shite, then please sign up to our Patreon.
Some woman in a restaurant in the Bay Area, wherever that is.
San Francisco.
Yeah. It's a Burmese food restaurant. A woman's been sat in there, and as she was eating food, a rat's jumped on her lap.
That's fucking horrid.
It's not the dining experience you want, is it?
No, I ran over my foot in Camden once. Oh, felt yeah. like a little weight went.
Yeah, did it shake you?
Oh, up? Yeah, give me the shivers.
I was stood down an alleyway having a piss once and one batted between my legs and like ran up my leg a bit and then ran off and I was like,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not nice.
Squirrel jumped on me on my tracksuit once.
And you smashed its head in and killed it, didn't you?
Fucking froze. No.
And he stamped on his head.
Like that. No, that one committed suicide in front of me. I keep going back to the grave.
To pay your respects.
I don't know, but every time I get drawn to that tree and like where it happened.
That's the guilt, that.
Mm.
I'm killing it. Mm. Yeah, well, you know, rest in peace.
We're doing karaoke this week, should we leave it?
We've done nothing else. I think we might have to if you've got anything.
Oh, all right, yeah, I've got one. I've always got one. Here we go, ladies and gents. Like I said, it's out of my key. We'll give it a go.
You can handle it.
There was a time I was everything and nothing all in one. It's not out of my range, is it? That's all.
Bang. Woo!
Come on, girl. When you found me, I was feeling like a cloud across the sun. Woo! I need to tell you how you light up every second of the day. Come on, girl. But in the moonlight, you just shine like a beacon on the bay. And I can't explain, but there's something about the way you look tonight takes my breath away. Is the feeling I get about you deep inside? I fucked it up. I nailed it, man.
Beautiful, that.
And I can't describe, but there's something about the way you look tonight. I fucked it again. Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry, guys. No. But yeah, that was something about the way you look tonight by the wonderful Sir Elton John. Grazie, judge, and I'm
just going to do this. I don't know if it's going to work, but let's have a go.
Oh, yeah, nice. The Verve.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Sonic.
Drugs Don't Work.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Forgotten song, this.
Good song, isn't it? I've never sung it before, but here goes. All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my Lord. Like a cat in a bag, waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down.
We're taking this way too seriously.
And I hope you're thinking of me.
Come on, girl.
As you lay down on your side. Like now the drugs don't work. They just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. Now the drugs don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again.
Lovely.
Yeah. What tune? But I know I'm on losing streak. As I pass down my old street. Richard Ashcroft, ladies and gentlemen. If you want a show, then just let me know and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the drugs don't work. They just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. Try this next bit. Cause baby, ooh, if heaven calls, I'm coming too, just like you say. You leave my life, I'm better off dead. All this talk of getting old is getting me down, my friend. Like a cat in a bag, I'm waiting to
I'm not waiting to drown, the cat is.
This time I'm coming.
You don't do the drugs, don't work it now.
Yeah, we're good. Grazie, judge.
Thanks a lot, everyone.
Cha-cha-cha.
Good night. Have a lovely evening, morning, whatever.
Bye. Whatever, man. Have a good chat.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.